This program is being brought to you by RadioWannabe.com. We explore careers, college majors, and more. What do you want to be? My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor and your host and guide for our study on transitions and the Book of Ruth. Since 1985, I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices, and I'm excited to study the Book of Ruth with you. In our last episode, we discussed the losses Ruth and Naomi experienced and how God is in all our transitions and that His grace is sufficient for us. Today in our program, we continue our devotional series with Charlene Perkins on the Book of Ruth, Chapter 2. As we mentioned in our previous podcast, Charlene is a member of Providence Church. Both she and her husband have been active in church ministries for over 35 years. And now on to our devotional on the Book of Ruth, Chapter 2, entitled The Best Place to Be.
Do you ever find yourself in a place where you just don't know what to do? You can see no clear way out. You don't have the resources, time, or energy to recreate your world. You have no idea how it's all going to end up. You might be fearful, or you might be too tired to care. Naomi might have felt something like that when they arrived back in Bethlehem. Her old life had fallen apart, and she had to do something, so she moved home. Once there, she is still unsure about what to do next. Ruth kindly suggests that they find some food. Naomi's response was simply, "Go." There was no strategy or master plan in that play, no maneuvering for the perfect end game, only the next step. Let's find some food. You know the rest. God shows up big time. He orchestrates Ruth's gleaning to be at the home of a wealthy relative, who in turn favors Ruth, and by extension Naomi, and the tide begins to turn. Yay, God. It seems like the future is a bit brighter for our ladies, but I suggest that their future will be better because of their current hardship. You see, hardships do for us what nothing else can do. They reveal our inabilities. In turn, we seek out God and depend on Him and not ourselves. We become humbler and God becomes greater, 100% trustworthy and faithful. So while being in a hard spot is not the easiest place to be, it might well be the best place. Like it says in James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Did you hear that? Lacking in nothing. But there's another beautiful illustration in this narrative. Notice what Boaz does for Ruth. In verse 8 through 10, he provides for her. In verse 15, it says he protects her. In verse 16, it shows that he blesses her. Ruth responds with, "Why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner?" Doesn't that sound like the gospel? We were enemies of God and foreigners to His household, like it says in Ephesians 2:19. Yet He chose to be Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, Yahweh Nissa, the God who protects, and El Shaddai, the Almighty God who abundantly blesses. You see, the Word of God in every detail describes and reflects the character of God. It is consistent throughout because He is consistent, without variation or shifting shadow, like it says in James 1:17. This is the one we can trust in all our transitions. He is our Boaz. In your current situation, believe God will show up big time to provide, protect, and bless. And believe that you are in the best place to be.
You've been listening to Transitions and the Book of Ruth. Be sure to join us on our next episode as we study the third chapter of the Book of Ruth on RadioWannabe.com/transitions. If you haven't already, we invite you to download and complete the Bible study in the show notes of this podcast. Then share your thoughts, applications, or questions in the comments section of our website. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.